This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, September the 27th. Unga bunga. So we have, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's it. Kaputsky for September. And then it's into Oktoberfest. Yay! Or is it really? I'm not sure. People who like to drink. Why not just to have a nice glass of spiked apple cider? Do you ever drink that, Victoria? Spiked
sure.
Apple cider?
Hot apple cider with a little Applejack schnapps in it? Yeah.
What's nice Applejack? I thought those were cereals.
Applejack's is a cereal, yeah, but there's a liqueur that's flavored like that. So you
really?
Add that a little, you add a little dab of that into a hot apple cider. Yum.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay? You in for a little schnapps?
I'm in for the schnapps, not the apple cider. I'm not
no,
a big apple
you don't like
cider
apple cider? Really?
No. No, but maybe put some bourbon in it, and then maybe we
there
can
there
you talk.
Go. That would work.
Ah,
yep.
There we go. Okay, so it's a swashbuckling time here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are jumping off this hour. The idea that all of you could do things that you've dreamed of is imperative. I think you start the week sometimes on a flat note. So think about it this way. You've got dreams. You have things in your heart and your mind that you want to accomplish, so you can. Just do it. All right? That's the thing. Do it. Meanwhile, there's a warning out that this is pretty distressing, actually, Victoria. And I wonder if you, both of you, these, what are they, seats? Is that what they are? These things from Boppy Company, the loungers?
Yeah, they're the seat cushions in one of those little, I'm not the right person to talk about this. Jay has a baby, so Jay, you can step in. Those little, like, lounge bouncy things.
Yeah, a lot of parents will put their babies in them when they can't really sit up by themselves yet. And there is a suffocation issue because a lot of parents are walking away. Sometimes babies, when they're first starting to even roll over, and then they do roll over, but they can't roll back. And they can't really help themselves if their face does get covered, and then they suffocate. And especially these boppies. There are so many different kinds of these things. We had one, but it wasn't the boppy. There was more space. It was more of a rectangle. It's flat on the bottom, and then it has some of the sides that come up. But still, we never left Mac unmonitored in it. But these boppy ones, they're more round. They're a lot more cushy. It's almost like the baby's on the cushy part, laying on this big pillow. They're very dangerous.
Hmm. All right. Well, so then there's a word. A word to the wise is sufficient. Costco says they're putting limitations on toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water. Does this sound like something?
Is this an a year ago?
Yeah. So why are we having trouble? What's the supply chain issue now? Where is all this? I thought we had plenty. I was in a Costco a couple of weeks ago, and they had racks and racks and racks of toilet paper and paper towel. Matter of fact, I bought a big box of both. I didn't think it didn't look like there was a shortage. Water, I get. Water is, you know, you think about what you need most in life, what we take for granted, our lives. We take water for granted, do we not? Got water to flush the toilet, got water to wash your face and hands, water to brush your teeth, water to drink when you're thirsty. But more and more, what we're seeing on the West Coast, and then you see in other parts of the world, is a predicament that doesn't seem to have an easy solution. And so, you know, it's not until something like this happens that you actually are brought up short. Think, well, what happens if we don't have water? It's like we don't have air. How do you don't live if you don't have water. Your body is 75% water? And I promise you this, if you don't have enough water, your health will go right down the tubes. What do they say to you? Make sure that you drink eight glasses of water a day, whatever it is. So I find it I find it perplexing. And I don't know. I like to offer solutions, but I don't know what the solution is other than, as I've said, where there's a lot of water, take the water from there and move it to the places where there aren't enough, where there isn't enough water. But it's really a dangerous situation. And beside that, we are all, as we think about the environment and some of the things we've talked about earlier, which you can catch on the, instead of me repeating them, just go to the podcast or you can listen to the program all day, every day at djvshow.com. Because I really don't like, as the lady said, I don't like to repeat stuff. You can find the focus on some of these things because we're always hitting what's pretty much top of mind. And the plastic stuff there, there's a report that you can hear about what's going on a beach in, was it?
Indonesia.
Indonesia, yeah. And just you see the plastic and the cans everywhere and what we're doing to ourselves. Are we even thinking about it? I remember as a kid seeing people throw cigarette butts out the window and thought it was the most disgusting thing. But that's nothing in comparison to what you see in terms of plastic and cans and so forth all around the world. And what's the and there doesn't seem to be a solution being offered, is there? I don't see a solution.
Oh, there are plenty of things you can do. I mean, people go into places like Costco and buy cases of bottled water. It's so stupid. You can only use the bottles once, and a lot of people go, "Oh well, I reuse my bottle." Well, yeah, okay. Here's the health answer: plastic breaks down really easily, and so if you reuse a plastic water bottle that's meant for a single, you know, one drink of 12 ounces of Poland Spring or whatever, and then you refill that bottle and you keep refilling it, the plastic is literally breaking down and you're consuming it.
Yep.
So it just don't buy single-use plastics. It's not that hard. Have a water filter in
water, and I'm in a water bottle you can take with you.
Yeah, reusable water bottles. Just don't reuse the single-use plastic ones. My dad was doing that for a while, and I found out, and I freaked out on him. I was like, "Dad, you're literally just drinking plastic." And then if plastic gets heated, if you leave it in the car at all, if plastic heats
so
at all,
bad.
It just it. I mean, and then sometimes you drink water, and you're like, "Ooh, it tastes like plastic." Well, yeah, you just drank plastic.
Yeah.
Hello, ding ding ding.
Yeah,
there's a lot of discussion among women. And I guess it'll probably be more so this week as people wake up to the ban or the near ban on abortions in Texas. Apparently, a lot of people are going to Oklahoma and to neighboring states.
Well, that's what everyone knew would happen,
abortions.
Right?
I don't know that I thought about it, but I guess, ladies, you might have thought about it. It just seems to make sense. So what's in order?
Abortions aren't going to stop.
No.
They're just not going to be legal or safe anymore, and that's the problem. And wealthy women or girls who come from families of means will always and have always had abortions. It's never going to stop. And when people say, "Oh, well, are the anti-abortion laws racist?" Well, not racist by nature, but socioeconomically, yes. And when you look at who can and cannot afford abortion care, then, yeah, it is black and brown people predominantly, black and brown women. So, yeah, it's not blatantly racist, but yet it kind of is. And so, this is such a joke because there are so many, you know, all these guys who are, you know, these far-right Republicans who are so anti-abortion, you know, how many times, and you've probably known of plenty of examples of this, you know, if their mistress gets pregnant, then guess who gets an abortion? If their daughter gets pregnant and she's too young or isn't married, guess who gets the abortion? I mean, this happens all the time. It's just hypocrisy.
Well, speaking of hypocrisy, I'm glad you used that word, because I'm just looking at an overview from the Secretary of Homeland Security, who insisted in an interview over the weekend that the borders are closed. But when asked by the reporter to give an estimate of how many of the $1.3 million illegal immigrants who have been apprehended at the border this year are being held or were deported or got released into the country, he says, quote, "You have repeatedly stated that our borders are not open. They're closed. Do you honestly believe that our borders are closed?" Was the question. And this is also, by the way, there was a hearing in the House or the Senate, one place, talking about Homeland Security. Basically, he just says, "We don't have a problem." How do they get around to that? How do they so blatantly close their eyes to the reality of what is going on? That's the thing. It just it's so frustrating to have these people just lie, and I don't even like that word, not tell the truth, and people roll over for it. It just, you know, the number of alone, we'll just take the Afghanistani people that have come into this country by the tens of thousands, and nobody knows where they are or what they're doing. They just came and they disappeared into the woodwork.
I mean, that's really an oversimplification. That's really not what's happening. I know that that's a very convenient talking point to
where
make Biden look worse.
Victoria, where have they gone? What are they doing?
But the people who came from on those planes, and they didn't all just come to America, but they went to other places too. There's a 14-point check system that's very well documented if anyone wants to actually Google and do research and not just like listen to what your uncle says on Facebook. This is not like get off the plane and here you go, free for all. That's not what's happening at all.
Well,
it just
but
isn't.
I get that's what you're saying. I get that. But where are they? Where are they going? What are they doing?
They have they've been taken to different states. They're in different army bases. I mean, I don't know where every single Afghani went. I'd have to do a lot of research to see that. But there is a trail that you can actually, Axios
would you say,
has
let me
been
ask,
very
right,
thorough about reporting on this.
Okay. Let's say I give you that point. Just for argument's sake, I don't want to have an argument, but for the purposes of having a discussion, maybe it's just food for thought. Where do the people that we all acknowledge that there's a problem on the border? It doesn't seem to be a problem on the Canadian side. It seems to always be on the southern border. Where do these people go? We have speculation. The news media says they're doing this and they go to do that.
Some of the Afghanis have had family members here, so they go. They then go and stay with family members. They hook up with relatives. So that's one option. There are other, like I said, there are different military bases. There's a whole long process of figuring out who can stay and who's going to end up going somewhere else.
Mm.
It's so, yeah, I mean, people just don't want to do any, yeah, and it's a complex story. And, you know, look, the American, whatever you want to call it, attention span is not long enough to really dive into these issues. And people just go with a convenient headline. Oh, well, we just released all these Afghanis. Well, no, we didn't. It's more complicated than that.
It is, but there's a huge problem with it. And that's however the numbers come out or shake out or whatever some of the plans are that may be successful. There still, as I know in my neck of the woods there in Framingham, we have a huge, huge problem with people coming here and they have no place to live. They're moving into homes where there are five or six families, and now there are seven or eight families. There was a fire in a house over the weekend, and the people, you know, they would come to find out there were 17 people living in a three-room house.
Well, but that should tell you something, and that's COVID. You know, people don't seem to talk about this, but COVID thrust so many people into abject poverty. Remember this time last year, or even more than a year ago, we were talking about how long the lines were, cars wrapped around cities for miles just to line up to go to a Feeding America food bank. I mean, this is the other price that we're all paying for COVID. This is another aspect of it.
Mm. All right, 19 past the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
23 after the hour now on the Monday DJV program. It's trending time. We're going to get to how much Michael Jordan's underwear is worth. Yes, I'm going to compare it to mine. I want to sell my underwear. Ladies, we'll have a bidding war right after this.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
You can't be serious about this, Jay. Michael Jordan's worn underwear selling for $3,000. That's not. Yeah, that's not. That's, come on, that's a joke.
Those
right?
are facts, yeah. Leland's auction, $2,700 was the winning bid. And it said that the underwear in question had some quote-unquote definite use. But before you get too grossed out about it, it just means they had some loose threads and a dry cleaning tag attached to the drawers.
He dry cleans his underwear?
He's Michael Jordan, of course.
Wow.
He probably doesn't even have a washing machine in his house.
You don't think so? Everything goes to be dry cleaned? So what about you? How, when you wash your underwear, do you put special stuff in it, or is it you wash it with the rest of the laundry?
It washes with the rest of the laundry.
Yeah, how about you, Victoria? What do you do with your underwear?
Everything, I put in a lingerie bag, and it just goes in with regular laundry. I don't dry clean anything. That's so toxic.
You have fancy underwear, huh? You put it
no,
in a special bag.
Well, I mean, some things are, you know, you don't want to get them all ratty and ruined in the, you know, in the washer. But, yeah, I don't do dry cleaning, though. It's just way too toxic. It's horrible.
So what should I just throw my underwear in with the rest of the laundry. Should I be doing something different?
No, that seems fine.
Cleans it up, anyway. I wonder how much could I get for mine online? What do you think?
You should do it. You should try. You should see. There's a black market for underwear.
Okay, so then that's maybe a good question to ask on social media. How much would you pay for Doug's underwear?
There we go. Make it a poll. Above 3,000 or below 3,000?
Yeah. Okay, good. Let's see how that goes. The Ryder Cup Harry Potter star Tom Felton making news. He collapsed. So what's going on with him?
Yeah, he's doing much better. He collapsed on the 18th hole, and he put out a social media video saying he's doing better after his serious incident, but he hasn't disclosed what it is. Victoria,
don't know what it is, right?
More about this?
No, I was trying to figure out what was wrong with him, and he was very cryptic and just said he's working with his doctors and it was scary, but everything's okay now and he's on the mend. So I don't know. He's young to just collapse on a golf course.
Just turned 34, 18th hole, and it looks serious. He collapsed. He was taken out. They brought a stretcher out. He had to be carted away by a golf cart. It was. Yeah. It got real.
Yeah, something's definitely wrong in that department. Amy Schumer had a hysterectomy. Do we need to know about that? She's got endometriosis. Is that an important?
It affects a lot of women. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So how does it, what happens, how does it manifest? Is it when you have your monthly cycle? Is that?
I think that can make it worse. I have a friend who has it, and that definitely can make it worse. But what endometriosis is it's the lining of the uterus that grows outside of the uterus, and it attacks your other organs. Mm. And it literally will suffocate. A friend of mine had to have an ovary removed because her endometriosis basically just ate it. It's horrible.
Then after that, then you can't have any more babies, too, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Too bad. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The center-left Socialist Democrat Party, or SDP, clinched a narrow victory in Germany's historic federal election on Sunday. Chancellor Olaf Scholz is scheduled to form a new government coalition and lead Europe's largest economy into the post-Merkel era. SPD won 25.9% of the vote, and Merkel's CDU bloc had 24.1% following the elections. As the FBI continues to look for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide, a man familiar with the area being searched, Florida cattle rancher Alan McEwen tells Fox News he seriously doubts Brian is in the nature preserve.
But we're out here, out there riding for 12, 13 hours a day, starting at daylight. Time we get in at night, I don't see anybody can make it out here for 10 days, 5 days. There's no water supply, there's no fresh springs, there's no stores available, you know, unless you go 12 miles either direction. There's just no possible way.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As the Biden administration has released roughly 12,000 illegal Haitian immigrants into the United States, some lawmakers say nobody will be able to monitor the Haitian immigrants. Republican Congresswoman Yvette Harrell on Newsmax Saturday.
And no one's going to be able to monitor these people. We don't even know where they're going into the interior of the nation to even be able to keep tabs on them. So, again, it's just more of a blunder on the border from this Biden administration. Yeah, well, this is what part of the problem is. And I met with the ambassador to Haiti this week in my office. And, of course, most of the migrants that we're seeing coming from Haiti right now have been on the move for years, not just months, years. So they've been making their way to America forever. But here's the thing. Now, you know, it's common core type math because they had 15,000 last weekend. Then all of a sudden it's down to 1,700 being deported. We don't even know what the numbers are anymore. But we do know that some are being taken to the Rio Grande or to Tucson over into that area. We know that some are being released. And like you say, with documents saying, hey, come back and let's go to court. These people are all over the interior of our nation. And this administration continues to act as if we don't have a problem. And they are saying that our borders are closed. But you can see by the images you're showing right now, we clearly have open borders.
According to officials at Fort Bliss, Texas, a female soldier has been assaulted by a small group of Afghan refugees recently at the Donna Ana complex in New Mexico. The FBI is investigating. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour. You want to know what's going on? Come to the right place. The DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, the woman who fell, actually, woman and child fall from the top of the ballpark. What is it? It's these big stadiums have the equivalent of, what, 10 stories? How far up was this lady on the... This is horrible when you think about it. And they didn't do anything. The game went on as planned. There was no acknowledgement. So was she pushed?
What investigators are trying to figure out. They were on the third level concourse somewhere. She was holding her 2-year-old son. Bystanders said the 2-year-old went over first, and then she jumped over after him. Well, probably initial reaction. Try to save your child. If God forbid, but if I were holding Mac and Mac jumped out of my hands down something or into something, I'm probably going over too, trying to.
I think any mother would, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, jump over or run down the stairs. Jumping over, what's that going to do for you?
Gravity goes pretty fast.
Maybe she thought that she could still, because she
grab hold of him, grab onto something else.
Right, right. Obviously, that was, you know,
six stories up.
It's horrible.
Yeah, the husband was standing there, and investigators are looking to see if it was an accident or intentional. Homicide detectives are on the case, and they are saying that the deaths, quote-unquote, appeared to be suspicious.
All right, so is there a man involved, a father, a husband?
Yeah, she just said the husband was standing there. Yeah, he was right there.
Oh,
so he's obviously, so I guess he's being looked at as somewhat suspicious, or a person of interest, right? Isn't that the technical term?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, person of interest. The president's push for companies that have more than 100 employees to require vaccines or have weekly testing has been met with a lot of pushback. And so employers are trying to now, because apparently the White House has said, okay, well, maybe we need to change this. And so what is the best way to get people? It does seem like it's dramatic, but there's got to be something done to get people, and pushing people never works, although I suppose you can make an argument it's worked somewhat here. But people, education is such an important process here, and I don't know whether we're just not doing, I think we talk about it here in a way that hopefully gives everybody enough background or knowledge or ammunition or whatever you want to call it to make a good choice. And the choice, it seems to me, for somebody who doesn't really, I think we are over-vaccinated, but here it seems to, even though there are questions and they bother me, the report we talked about last week in England that said you shouldn't do this because this study says the ingredients will cause your veins to explode or whatever the hell else it was. I just I put that aside. I think that so it seems though that there's more of a debate over vaccine mandates than there is over vaccines. Is it freedom versus arbitrary? You know, you got to do it our way or hit the highway. That doesn't seem very American. But then
but
there's
have
a
so
lot
many,
of stuff going on.
But we have so many vaccines that for kids that you know, that every kid who goes to public school has to have, or private school, has to have the same number of vaccines. We have all that already. Everybody's fine with that. It's just,
no,
I don't know.
No, everybody's not fine with it. No. That's
well, then
true.
No, but everyone who has a kid in school is fine with it to the sense that they're not pulling their kids out and being homeschooling them. So
well,
you're upset.
Some
but my point, Doug, my point, though, is I'm not talking about homeschool kids. I have friends who are homeschool parents, and they don't do vaccines and all that stuff. I'm talking about every kid who's in public and private school. Every single kid has got to have the same number of vaccines, and everybody's fine with that, and that's not something that people fight
about.
Well,
I don't think everybody is fine. That's my point.
It doesn't matter. My point, though, is they're still sending their kid to school, and they're still abiding by it. It's not bothering them enough to say no and yanking the kids out of school. That's my point. So there are millions and millions of kids in school, and they all have to have the same vaccines. So, and there are plenty of adult vaccines that we all have had. So I don't understand why now this one vaccine has become the most political. It's become a religious argument. It's become a freedom of speech argument. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the thing that people aren't talking about is the vaccine mandate, if you have a company that has more than 100 employees, you have to have everybody vaccinated, or they do a test once a week. People aren't focusing on the or you can do a test every week and not be vaccinated. This has become, yet again, another political football that people just want to
use as a convenient talking point. But that's, in my world, that's not what's going on. Maybe in your world
it
is.
What does that mean?
In my world, there are people who don't want to get, that have had other vaccines, that don't want to get this vaccine because they think that it's a danger.
Well, they don't have to.
So it isn't just about, I understand that, but you do have to, as you just said,
have
vaccines in order to go to school.
Well, school, that's
kids, yeah. If you're going to go to school, otherwise you're going to have to homeschool your child or do something else because they're monitoring this. And,
right.
And so to do it at work, what happens at work? We were talking last week about, in Massachusetts, the governor said everybody that works for the state's got to get shots, and 600 state troopers applied for retirement. And what does that do to...
Well, that's the same thing as pulling your kid out of school then, right?
In the public safety department, it's a very dangerous thing to have those many police just go, okay, I quit. Those are the sort of the unintended consequences of not thinking through some of this stuff. That's the point that I'm trying to make. It's
so the testing is not an option in Massachusetts?
It hasn't so far become an option. It seems to be the intelligent way to deal with it is to have testing. But so far, that hasn't. The unions are trying to negotiate that. So not only do we not lose all these police officers, but there are a lot of people that work in the public sector who just said, nope, I'm not going to take the thing. What are you going to do, fire me, take early retirement, whatever it is? So most of the agencies, the people that are objecting to getting the shots are people that are integral to running the thing, not guys that are, you know, just laborers. Not that I'm trying to demean that, but I'm talking about people who are in charge. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to. Some of them just say they don't want to be told they have to do it. Let us make up our minds on our own. And so there's
well,
this
I think it's pretty clear.
Clash.
Anybody now, at this point in 2021, if you haven't gotten a shot, it's ridiculous to hear people say in October of 2021, well, I'm just going to wait. It's like, oh, really? That just means you're not going to get the shot, and you never intended on getting the shot. And so those are the people who are saying, oh, well, let us make the decision on our own. Well, you haven't made the decision. That's why there has been a need for mandates.
Not to decide is to decide. And so here along comes the fellow that runs Pfizer to add to the mix of conversation about what, you know, people know or don't know or what they ought to do or they ought not to do. He says that right now the resolve here is to give boosters and primary doses at the same time. Get the people who haven't been vaccinated eligible, who are eligible, and that's everybody now. And then the fight over who's supposed to get a booster shot, which has become ridiculous, is the perfect example of bureaucracy gone awry. No one in their right mind listening to all of this stuff about whether you should get a booster now or 2 weeks from now, nobody's convinced because these people are falling all over themselves. It's all about bureaucracy. It's the process, not fixing the problem. If you want to get a booster, you should be able to get a booster. It doesn't make any difference whether you're 45, 55, 65. What difference does it make?
Well, it does make a difference. It does. Absolutely.
What?
There are plenty of doctors saying, well, the difference is you may not need it yet. And so,
it doesn't hurt you, though.
But the problem, though, is that a lot of people are saying, oh, well, I'll just get a booster now, and then when they come out with another booster, I'll get that, too. And too much of this antibody stuff is not good for you. So that is why there's hesitation in terms of, okay, what the real guidance is. If you're severely immunocompromised, and as we know, if you are someone who had an organ transplant, the first round of shots didn't give you the proper immunity. It only gave you, like, what, 40 or 50%, something like that.
Right.
So those people could use the booster, and that gets them up maybe 70, 80%. They're the people who need it right now. But other than that, and like Jay just said, she had her antibodies just tested, and she still has a ton of antibodies from the vaccine. Jay would not be a candidate right now to get a booster. I don't know about I haven't had my antibodies tested, but that's something that shouldn't just be done, like, willy-nilly. It really should be much more well thought through, and because if they come out with another booster, let's say Lambda, Delta seems to be peaking, right? So the next one up would be Lambda, or worst case scenario, 70 million Americans are still not vaccinated at all. That's a huge problem. That creates more and more variables and variants that come out. So what if we get a super variant? That's the next big thing they're worried about. And then they come up with a little booster that's just for that variant. If you've gotten a booster now, you may not be eligible to get that because you're going to be overloading your system. I mean, you don't want your immune system to shut down. It needs to be the way that these, you know, vaccines work. It teaches your immune system how to respond to COVID. But if you keep loading it up more and more, it's like overdoing with hand sanitizer. Your immune system isn't going to kick in anymore then. It's not going to have to do any work.
Yeah, that certainly is a problem. All right, coming up in a moment, Kelly Clarkson drops a new song for Christmas right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Ooh, I like it already. All right.
I like it.
So what's the theme here, Jay?
That Christmas is not canceled. It's happening. And you are not. Cancel culture has gotten to her ex-husband, apparently. Well, she canceled him.
She canceled the ex,
she canceled him herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's it was good name? Riddance. Jay was just filling me in behind the scenes that I guess her ex-husband was also an embezzler.
I don't know if he was. I don't know if he was like embezzling money from her, not from like other things. But yeah,
he was an agent, right?
He was doing some shady stuff. Her manager with his own for his own wife.
Yeah. Well, this sounds like another page in the Britney Spears songbook. Yeah, the two of them should get together. And so there's a new. Is this part of a whole Christmas album that's coming out, or is this a single on standing alone?
No, it's a whole album.
Yeah. Does it give you the creeps to be talking about Christmas music already?
It's a little jarring because I haven't heard the song until now, so I'm kind of like, ooh, that's a Christmas song.
Yeah. I love Halloween, but let's just cancel Halloween. Let's jump to Christmas.
No, Halloween's awesome.
She also has some favorites like Last Christmas, and she's going to be doing a duet with country singer Brett Eldridge. She has another duet with Ariana Grande on this album.
Really?
It's going to be fun.
Ariana's going country now?
No, just Christmas.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas. All right, shall we start playing? Phil, let's start playing Christmas music. Shall we get in the spirit of things with everybody else? We might as well start playing Christmas music. How about, and actually, you know, you laugh about that, but every year some station starts earlier. So look for, like, in the next 2-3 weeks, stations start playing Christmas music. Take it, you can take that to the bank. 10 before the hour.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour now, it's time for Chuck Curry to visit us with an overview of what happened at the box office over the weekend and maybe some other interesting phenomena that affects all of us when it comes to entertainment, what we're watching and how we're watching it. So that update comes up right after this.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor and the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
All right, let's see what Rabbit Chuck is pulling out of the hat with regard to Gilligan's Island. All right, Chuck, sir, it's yours.
Actually, this week in TV history, Doug, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS, starring Bob Denver and Alan Hale. It was a very simplistic show. It only ran for three seasons, but they cranked out 98 episodes. Pretty simplistic. By today's standards, you could argue silly, but I got to tell you, still a very entertaining sitcom with some really good cast chemistry. And you could say they don't make them like that anymore. That's probably the truth. I like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. Silly stuff. Alan Hale, I always liked. He mostly made it as a cowboy. He was in lots of cowboy movies. His father was a swashbuckler with Errol Flynn. So he often played a bad guy in the Cowboys, as a matter of fact.
Yes, but here's what's interesting, and this just popped into my mind, because I remember the pilot episode was shot in black and white, or televised in black and white, and then most of the other episodes were color. So I guess 1964 was that turn between
black and white television and color TV. Right. Okay, speaking of color, I went to see the Gerard Butler movie that's out over the week. It was raining here Friday night, so I went to the movies. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much the typical. He played kind of a good bad guy. And
he does that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. It was pretty violent in some respects. But the story brings out there's a new black lady actress who's very good, and I can't remember her name. But she almost stole.
Do you like the film?
Yeah, for what it was. Yeah, I thought it was what you would expect from a Gerard Butler film.
Now, what day and time did you see it?
Friday night, 7:30.
How many people in attendance?
In that theater, that may be five.
Yeah, because that movie's not doing very well. Actually, there is some good news here at the box office. This movie, Chang Ching, Legend of the Ten Rings, is Marvel Disney superhero film. 13.7 million over the weekend, drop off of just 38% week to week in week number four. 196 million here domestically in 4 weeks of release. That is the best box office post pandemic. And this movie, I would say, is overachieved. I didn't think it would make $200 million at the box office, and it is going to. So that is good news for the movies, the big movies that start coming out next week, which would be Venom 2, another big superhero movie produced by Sony. That's part of the Spider-Man universe, starring Tom Hardy, and Many Saints in Newark, which is the Soprano sequel, and then a week later you get the James Bond film, No Time to Die. So we are going to know how many people ultimately here now are going back, because these are big, big movies, especially the Bond film, Doug.
What's your guess?
I would have to think Bond will do, I want to say it's going to do $300 million here domestically. Close to a billion worldwide, I think it'll do. Over a billion worldwide. Here's an interesting quote. Producer Barbara Broccoli said in an interview this week that the next actor to play James Bond will be sought after sometime next year. So this is definitely Daniel Craig's last hurrah as 007. Now, number two at the box office, Dear Evan Hansen, which is a musical based on a Broadway show. 7.5, that came in second. Free Guy, third. 4.1, 114 million in 3 weeks. So things are looking a little better, Doug. Good news.
Yeah, the box office. Yep. Let's go to the movies. Chuck Curry, Doug.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.